Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good people. We're here, and tonight is Comedian Organic OK. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and, well, let's make some radio magic. Let's try to make some kind of history, shall we? Go ahead, man.
I got some good news for you. The phone call... Actually,
yes,
this is Comedian Organic OK. Now, we are together.
We are. We're sharing a booth.
Participate the way that I'm not participating. Yeah, so the thing is, it's so important to recognize the organic ability. This is a community platform. When we're working with the community, we must embrace the community.
You always have to be improving upon the community. The community just lets itself go if you do. They've got to do their policy. Everybody's got to basically
pick up. That way for you to fail, to show you that they really wasn't looking for your after the thought to be implemented in their life. And you see how people jumped the bandwagon and wasn't necessarily on, because when people truly follow you and work with you, they truly inspire you and uplift you to do more things. People that are actually not looking to work with you, they go out their way to undermine you and then look like you're not trying to help them, but they're really not trying to help you. Talking about community platforms. If you allow people to waste your time, they will do more than waste your time. They will end your time.
Well, a lot of us, basically, those of us who are in the employ of the great Comedian Organic OK, we're picking up a little here and there. So I want to ask you, tell me, I want everyone to sit down for a moment and ask themselves, what did you do to make your community better today?
He's talking to you as a speak comedian. He don't even have a boss. And if he told you how free he really is, cringe. He's freer than anybody you can pretty much name being free in comedy. His content. Guess who owns his content? He owns his content. So he talks to you almost as someone who's not free, and it's a joke. He's not even talking to you. He's got this person that's free. Sit back and don't talk to you. Just let you
All right. I'll talk. That is not me, and you know it.
Oh.
Well, I am.
Okay. Why is that not true? You're not free?
Well, like I should be. Look, I'm too much of a guy who basically a lot of times I look at myself as a lost cause. I don't think there's any hope for me. This show is about when you stop worrying about yourself too much, you stop focusing only on yourself, a lot of problems seem to go away when you're not so narcissistic.
But if you're living in the capacity of not seeing your happiness and freedom, then you're, in a sense, you're kind of like giving people this kind of old sad song that is not happy for the person that's unhappy, but it's happy for the person that's successful that can count on you to be suffering. I'm like a alarm clock, right? It's like, oh yeah, thankful, mommy, that you're never going to succeed. And I can remind myself and be at peace, because if you become successful as your ability allow you to, then you will change my outcome. So it's important for people not to let you be successful from your own ability. So that's the, especially when it's their input. And when there's so much time, you need emotional attachments that's loaded with unfair emotional bias that's almost as, imagine, how would it feel to feel the actual buzzer as he eats your course. How would it feel? Would you want somebody to really tell you how it was feeling as the buzzard ate their course? That's being eaten alive. Letting people take over your feelings as the fragrance that they pose to present. It's a lot that we're compromising. And you're going about it the way of compromising people. This is just tell people, it's not the only people that's successful. They can just tell you how sad they really was. They'll pay you. Not just to see you in pain, but they would pay you just to allow them to have their pain on top of your miserable situation.
That's our final thought. I want to be free. I want to be broken from all that. But last tonight was really about helping more the community.
But you don't want to say it. These are your words. These are not their words. These are your words. You're not talking as a free person. You're talking to someone that not utilizing their actual ability. See, I was just choking to death right there. Choking to death. And you just sitting there, not even speaking to the people. I'm dying inside, and you're living to die. What's going on?
You weren't dying. Come on, you were fine. You were
I was
just
choking to death. I just wanted to cough. I was so considerate of others as I was choking to death. I was so concerned. I didn't want to choke and cough on the show.
Well, I would have rushed in and basically tried to come to your rescue. I was afraid that would.
Yeah, I was being yoga plus at the time you helped me.
Next time I'll drop it from here. I won't miss the next one.
I'm glad I hopefully don't have to look forward for that help. Now, if you don't mind, as a co-host, why are you on the show if you're just going to be like that little puppy that the guy put his head up the guy's butt?
I know what you're talking about.
That's how you acting. Do I have to talk for you?
No, you don't. Okay. How to help my community? I mean, what difference do you make, like, immediately? Like, if I was going to go out there right now, even with the violence check, yes.
Don't make my experience highlighted through miserable moments of scribbling.
You're trying too hard to rap there. What I was saying is simply, what do you suggest for everybody going out there and making their community a little better?
Break? You're making my experience more of this kind of toxic dictator. I'm not a dictator of people's experience. You're not allowing people to have natural experience. That's what a very displaced person just take everything people learn and undermine this life. When people learn they have the ability to think for themselves and they connect to you, it's something that's magical. But when someone always trying to get you, it's like this. It's like, have you ever heard people that's not comedians?
I've heard them.
That they're talking about they want to be a comedian. What they ask comedians all the time. How do you be a comedian? So ask this question. If a comedian and he's suffering, shouldn't that be the first person getting told how to be a comedian? Why they get to skip the people that's suffering in comedy, and they just get to just go on and make comedy become a slave and don't let people that truly need to understand what they're doing wrong to be successful? They already waste all that money. You got civilian people just blackballing comedy, comedians, as how they go about going to the top comedian and just skipping the process. So the comedians that learned, they have to start all the way over because now this comedian that didn't go through their process is jumping over their experience and moving into having position. If some of the comedians, if people wouldn't say how to be comedians, then the comedian that's trying to be comedian spend all his money or all her money or all their money as they go around the nation paying for you. Do you understand? If comedians go on air for 3 or 4 minutes, you know what they did? They pay for a ticket to go across the nation. Sometimes they pay for a ticket to go out the country. Do you understand? Paying your money that you're supposed to pay your mortgage or pay your rent to go speak and do comedy for 4 minutes. And guess what? Some of them actually go on stage and have to buy two drink minimums, fly in, just for someone to see them perform. And you think that person should have any kind of setup with them? No, that's what we're doing. We are undermining. How can we technically cross-contaminate comedy? Every time you give away a joke to a comedian, fan, that's not the comedian, it's herself or himself? That's messed up. Think about that. Think about how many millions of people get to skip over comedians and get a better emotional position than a comedian. And so they get to sit here and make the comedy setup seem like it's not successful because people are treating this comedy business as almost like the casino. They're, you can be famous. And they know how many people are going to be really, who are they? How many people are really going to win big? What's the percentage of people who go to casinos going to win big? Based on the actual pot, right?
I was talking about 0.0. I thought that was just the dumbest way. Just throw your money away. It's an interesting way to do it, but
and
nobody wins it.
And that's what people that know comedians are not going to win. They look forward for that kind of setup so they can push the narrative to their favor. Now, is a comedian Organic OK?
This is a talk, dude.
And you've been listening to?
Comedian Organic OK, the show.
What do you get from this?
Contribute to do a little bit more in this community. A little more human. Make yourself a little more human. Got to basically constantly keep climbing that evolutionary ladder. Got to progress. Got to get a little better each time. Whatever it is.
What do people do? Ask comedians, tell me your best joke. Now, a comedian making money, is he going to want to tell you the joke?
No. He harvests as far as you go by size ticket like everybody else.
Imagine how many people that they have to go through to even become successful. Now, people that never supported them, now they want to just expose this great resources of funny, and they ain't respecting it, right?
You got it.
What they do to comedy? You got to go to comedy college. And then people that go to comedy college, what percentage of people who go to comedy college are the most funniest comedians?
I don't know. I've been a real
point. My point. So they're trying to tell you that you ain't going to be successful if you don't go to comedy college. And then comedy college trying to blackball the actual, they're like, comedy college trying to blackball comedians that's funny. Everybody, I'm done.
We're done. This is the show. You're listening once again to Comedian Organic OK. Give a hoot. Help your community. Somehow. Thank you. And good night.